With Canada having one of the highest Ukraine populations, thousands of people are sitting at home right now, glued to their phones and TV, among us other Canadians, but especially Ukrainians, just shocked at seeing what's happening to their homeland. One of those people, Irina, who lives here in Surrey, but was born in the Ukraine. Irina, I'll just ask in general, seeing this play out now, it's been about 5 days, what are you feeling with your family all back home?
Yeah, Vanessa, all family and friends and my heart and soul is back home right now, right? As you said, we're all glued to the screens and hoping for the good news. And, you know, the good thing is there's no bad news, such as, you know, Ukrainian president giving up on us. We don't have news like that. And that is encouraging. The whole world is standing behind us and supporting us and praying for us. And it's just been tremendous support from my friends here in Canada. And I just try to do my best here on, you know, locally, what we can do with donations, rallying, protesting, supporting Ukraine, spreading awareness and telling the truth. Right? Fighting Russian propaganda.
When you say that, like, I hate to say, but many people I know aren't really too aware of what the situation is until this kind of broke out of Russia versus Ukraine. When you say doing our best to tell the truth, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, sure. Well, the biggest, I guess, lie that we can hear, right, is that Russian-speaking population has been oppressed in Ukraine, and you know, the reason for Putin's invasion is to protect the Russian-speaking population. And this is just, you know, not only that it's not true, it has no you know, substance to it, because our president, he speaks Russian at home, and he admitted it for a fact. You know, lots of elite speak Russian, and nobody ever, you know, judged people for using certain languages. You know, we have people from all over the world. It's Europe. There is a lot of ethnicities represented, right? We live in 21st century. Lots of international students. It's a democratic, free country in Europe. So it's just unbelievable how some people still can believe that you know, Russian speaking population has been suppressed. It is simply not true.
Right, like here, you know, in Canada, with any real group, they're free to speak their language, practice their customs. There is no, like, looking down, in your mind, you're saying, of Russians in Ukraine.
Canada, we have two official languages, right? So in Ukraine, there's one official language. So all documents, right, paperwork is done in Ukrainian, and that is logical, right? But other than that, you know, there's no other, you know, kind of other arguments that they can have.
Mm-hmm. Right? What are you feeling more right now, sadness or anger with the whole thing?
I would say that first few days, I just was in disbelief, like majority of people inside and outside of Ukraine, but and of course, just cried. I couldn't speak to anybody without just crying, right? I had to take a day from work because I just couldn't concentrate on anything.
Of course.
But right now, you know, we feel hope, not anger. We feel support, and we feel that the truth is on our side. So there's no other way other than winning and other than protecting our country. That's how we feel. We feel hopeful and appreciative of everybody who supports us in this difficult time.
You do see that, like, when you say hope that, you know, the president is still on your guys' side, Ukrainians. Like, he even signed a request today for Ukraine to join the European Union. So clearly, like, that's not going to sit well with Putin, but they're not backing down.
Yes. Well, even our former Ukrainian president is still there, right? So all kind of politicians, political elite is there, and they all wearing camouflage uniforms. They all, you know, if need be, they gonna go and protect it too. Even, you know, no matter what the differences are within the country, you know, neighbors who were in disagreement, they gonna forget about it. They put it aside and they work, you know, on the same mission to protect their motherland. And I think Ukraine has never been more united than right now.
Can you explain for us off the top there, you said how your parents are still there, other family members, what is their situation right now? Where are they and how are they?
Well, it's been tough. There's a lot of sirens, which means they have to go in a bomb shelter, right? Lots of my friends in subway right now, right? So that serves as a bomb shelter because it's underground.
Are they, sorry, is everyone on the east of your family right now, eastern?
No. We are in Kiev and in the suburbs of Kiev. So basically my friends, but I do have friends all over Ukraine, right? And everybody who I spoke to, which over the weekend I just called everybody back home, because luckily our Canadian providers had free phone calls to Ukraine until March 1st. So I used that opportunity to get in touch with everybody, to send my prayers, wishes, support, and, you know, just get information from them first-hand information. And the first-hand information I have is that, yes, you know, civilians are dying, right? Often children and elderly. People are driving on the road and they've been driven over with the tank, right? While people still in the
in their
the
car.
Vehicle. Yes. So that is the first-hand information. My parents have to sleep all fully clothed because any minute in the middle of the night, they have to go to a bomb shelter.
Right.
And, you know, nobody needs this. Nobody. And, you know, none of the sides will benefit. And the sad part is, you know, of course, Ukrainian soldiers are dying, Ukrainian people are dying, but Russian soldiers are dying too, and they are somebody's children. They are somebody's parents, sisters, brothers, whatever.
Of course.
Right? We never wanted this. We never escalated situation. We never attacked anybody, right? Anything can be resolved diplomatically, mm-hmm. right? But at this point, Ukrainians have nowhere to go, right?
Right.
And that is why their spirit is, you know, very strong to just defend their land and defend what is rightfully theirs. And if this, as I said, the truth is on our side and we don't see other solution than just us winning this.
And when you mentioned there, Arena, when you mentioned some friends of yours are in a subway, they're living underground in a subway, how does that work? How are they getting food?
They're providing supplies of food. They're providing some supplies of water as well. But they cannot take shower. Let's just put it that way, right? And then, you know, in the middle of pandemic now, nobody can follow social distancing, right? Because there is, as I said, my friend has a dog and she's there with her dog and her husband is fighting, protecting them, right? And then there's people giving birth just, you know, maybe 10, 20 meters away from them and everybody's crammed up. So it's definitely not pretty, but at least they're safe, right? That's the choice. Because people been in Kiev, apartments been bombed.
Right? Yeah, so at least they're safe here.
Yeah.
At least they're safe as they can be, like you said. But I just, can't, especially giving birth, like you said, under the subway, it's just insane.
Thank God that, you know, they're doing well, the mothers and children. I'm not sure how many people. There's quite a few people already because it's been 5 days, right? So
here in Surrey, how can we help? What can we do?
I think in Canada, you know, we are just so generous, and we value honesty, and we value good Samaritan spirit, right? And Canadian Red Cross right now is gathering special campaign for a humanitarian relief in Ukraine. And for Canadians, I would just ask everybody who care as much as you can, donate to Canadian Red Cross for this cause, and Canadian government are matching your contribution. So this way we can save civilians, because it's Red Cross, it's a humanitarian relief. That's all we can do, right, as a Canadian nation. And of course, just if you see rally, you know, stand up and support us, because spirit and the praise of the whole world, I'm sure will help. They really feel it. Trust me, guys. They really see these videos, and it's a huge inspiration for our soldiers and for our people who just pray for peace.
Totally.
In the whole world.
Yeah. Keep that support going any way you can, like you said, and that is, I don't want to say great, but how nice that the feds have already matched $10 million for Red Cross donations. So keep it coming. Do what you can and just continue to show your love for Ukraine. Thanks for joining me, Irina.
I appreciate everybody. Everything will be Ukraine and peace.